Okay. Everybody will come to order. We're going to start back. This time we're to Department 560. It's the sheriff's office upstairs.
Thank you, Judge, Commissioner. Of course, I have a lot. I know I gave y'all a budget proposal that I made up in May. Some of those numbers have changed with the proposal that came out when the judge sent back another one. But I'm going to be able to hit some of the highlights of basically what I'm asking for this coming budget year. The revenue for the county by the sheriff's office, the 2008 jail phone contract, we received our first check this year, which is $24,000. We received a check from NCIC this year for $73,000, and which gave us an increase from the previous year before of $49,000 a year. It's a pretty good little chunk. 2007, of course, I was in the office before the budget was made. I had about 6 months or a little bit less working on the rest of that budget, but the contract inmates revenue at that time was for that year was $107,000, a little over that. Projected after talking with Ms. Lee, projected for this year, it's going to be about $140,000, maybe a little more. Due to our inmates being up at currently 19, I was working with an average of about 14. But also, as we had talked about previously on our contract inmates with Mr. Burke and him earlier, is that this is an item of revenue that we shouldn't, in my opinion, use as a budgetary item, because that could disappear. Tomorrow the feds could come in and say, we don't want them here anymore, yank them, and pull them out, and they're gone. That money's gone with them. Civil process, 2018, the fees to reach no less than $70,000. From 2008 to 2017, on our civil fees, the sheriff's fees, have accumulated over those years $587,899. So that's pretty good. So the total revenue for the 2018 budget was we're projecting to be about $259,000 bringing in to the county. Go ahead. What this is right here is what I've done so far as far as saving taxpayers money. I know that's a hot topic on what I can do on management of the sheriff's department and in areas that could be improved on. One of them was the inmate welfare fund. The highlighted areas, if you see, I highlighted those areas to show amounts of items that I bought through the inmate welfare fund for the jail that didn't cost any taxpayer funding. You notice there's one on the far right-hand side from Air Cybernetics, which is the air conditioner and heating units that I replaced over the jail. I replaced a 12 and a half ton and a 10 and a half ton unit up there, roughly at a cost of just a little bit over $20,000, but didn't cost anything. I believe that's about the same amount that was used to replace some heating and air conditioning units over the Justice Center that the taxpayers paid for. You can see the $10,000, that's for some new less lethal devices that we're using in the jail now. The $15,000 down here by Sedaptic is a little bit over $15,000. That's for the new Sandra Bland Act that has come in, that was passed in legislature that all jails are having to become compliant with. By the purchasing that makes us inside the jail electronic monitoring. So the cells now have little buttons that the jailers go around and use a wand and actually electronically monitor the cells. And that's something that has put us in compliance with the, start putting us in compliance with the Sandra Bland Act. Go ahead, Chief. So if you were to look at the rest of them, I hit the highlights on that. Basically, the savings this year, since I've been in office, out of the inmate welfare fund, we're going to probably be over $100,000 by the time I get through talking to you today. But it's been a considerable amount, and just on those right there, it shows you the $96,173.50 that didn't come out of taxpayers' pocket, which is a good thing. The other one is the body camera grant. We just applied for that this year. We got it. We didn't assign the contract today, which is going to be a great thing for us and the county. We got $16,640 for the state grant. The county match is going to be $9,200, which we did a little negotiations with the Axon, and they cut a real good deal on us if we were able to move it up to this year's budget and save, you know, a little bit over $30,000 on that. And we went real good with that. And I know what you're looking at on the body camera. And
Why did we budget 38?
That was the original price that we were looking at going into next budget year.
Okay.
Was the 38. Now going into next budget year, the amount that we're going to need to pay is the $23,340.
Okay. How much do you need this year? Do you only need $9,200?
Yes, the $9,200 is what I'm going to need to pay now.
Okay.
With the state grant, but with $25,000, we'll be reimbursed for the $16,000 from the state.
Okay.
So the amount now is going to be the $25,840.
Okay.
Are there any questions?
Need $25,840 and $9,200. Need them both?
No. That is the total for the first year funding, which would be right now coming up.
But we'll be reimbursed to $16,640.
So $9,200 is all we
need. Yeah, the $9,200 we'll be paying, but originally we'll pay all of it.
That's all. But all for the next budget, $9,200, because we're going to get some other money back.
Next year we're going to need
$16,000 back.
Okay.
So we need to put $23,340 back in that body camera. Okay.
Yes, it was a good deal making the line out of the body camera. You still look a little confused, Mr. Berger. Are we good?
What are you doing with this 38?
We set that at the max because they had a quote originally.
Yeah, we don't.
Right.
Yeah,
that was the original quote when we came back and talked to them. Okay.
But for next year, we need $23,340.
To bring you up to speed on the NIBRS grant, they've been pushing those out pretty regular. Last week, I had talked to the state again on where our grant was at. I was trying to get those numbers to have them for the budget hearing today. I'm not going to get it from the Ms. Rodriguez. I have to look. But anyway, she's handling our grant. I called her and asked her where it was. And she said it's in the be approved process. You know, she said we should have gotten it, a notice and an award already. But for whatever reason, we haven't gotten it. They haven't asked us to redo anything to the grant as far as the numbers and stuff that we plugged in and applied to the state. And that number is the $356,379 is what I asked the state to fund on the computer program for the sheriff's office. And hopefully we'll be notified here pretty soon of that. As soon as that happens, I'll be bringing that in front of y'all to be recorded on the record. We've already done this. This was one of the movements of my administrative assistants, which I greatly appreciated. And Ms. Nikki Bowden, who is the operations administrator, took Lana's position. Ms. Casey Strachner works in CID, is administrative assistant down there. And Ms. Polly Hawthorne is now working at the front desk when we come in the office. We had moved those salaries around a little bit and made some adjustments to actually work into a progressive way of promotion if somebody was to leave the office. And that's the way that looks. The budget for 560, this is the one that you give me, Judge, through the email. I'm highlighting there the reason that the differences are there. If you look over here on the red at the 197, which is under the SROs, is the FICA taxes, which increased. That's from the new SRO out of Orr City. That is fully funded. I say fully funded. His salaries and benefits are paid for. The $47,000 amount is what they pay, which will be reimbursed for that. So actually, I know it's carried as a line item, but that's reimbursed from the school. The next one down here, which was the vehicles, which that changed today. That changed to $100,000, the $75,000 I guess y'all were getting from a different location. Was that correct?
That's correct.
So that's going to go down to the $100,000, even though it's coming out of another location. So there's still $175,000 there. And to include the communications upgrade, which is line item where the $23,000 right above the vehicles was in preparation for me moving dispatch over to the what they had called the training room. I'm putting a little bit of remodeling into that, some carpet, cutting the door out. Going to move dispatch over there in preparation of the communications upgrade that we're fixing to get ready to do and upgrade all of our radios. And what that is it's going to be, we haven't got the full numbers, but I will be paying that out of my asset forfeiture fund, and we'll be at no cost to the citizens again in that, but it's going to be a substantial amount. I'm looking at probably about $250,000 is what the price is probably going to be to get a digital radio system operational here in the county. Maybe a little more, but that's just kind of the first number that was thrown out at me for the radios that we're going to be using that for. And that's just for y'all's information purposes. On the 560, I'm asking for a salary increase for the department. The following that we'll be talking about today are going to be some options for the department. The options will show where we need to be competitive with other agencies in the area. For 17-18 budget year, you can see the numbers there. And in comparison to if we were to go to a budget that would basically increase $591,000 to my salary line item to get us up to where I could go around and start picking people. Okay. Kind of throwing some numbers out here to let y'all look. Administrative, $5,337.60 a year shows those increases there. What the deputies and secretaries would make. You're starting to see where the, you saw the SROs. That's the reimbursement for the SROs right there is $47,430.53. But that would also increase, which in the interlocal agreement, we do have a stipulation in there about how we handle pay increases if the county were to give those. So this is some stuff to chew on. That's a big number that comes out, but we'll talk about that a little bit further into the presentation. We talked about the new car purchase. This is the $173,000. 3 years ago, coming up on 3 years, 10 or 9 vehicles were purchased. the Ford Explorers under a lease agreement. That worked out real well. Currently, those vehicles' mileage right now is anywhere from about between 45,000 and 55,000. So that's pretty good. That's real good. That will actually get us, by going to this lease agreement and purchasing the vehicles, would actually get us into a three-year rotation that would start moving the older vehicles out. Because if you went out and just straight out and bought these cars with the equipment in them and those kind of things, you're looking at quite a bit of money to do that. And we just couldn't catch up. We would always have high mileage vehicles that we'd have to be fixing and replacing and doing things with, and we couldn't do this. This is actually gonna put, when we decide to do this, we're probably gonna have, at the time, patrol vehicle fleet. I would venture to say probably the oldest car have about 60,000 miles on it in a patrol vehicle. And that'd be good, very good.
So what currently what's budgeted is 100,000 for the down payment. Just to clarify.
Yes, yes, yes. Those numbers changed because of what y'all did today. That's the number that Chief Hazel got with and I can't remember his name.
Stuart Cobb.
Yeah, and they talked it out and hashed it, and this is what they came up with when we get ready to do that.
It's just going to make the annual payment higher than what we're paying right now.
Let's see how much we have left, and we might put that number up there.
Okay. Again, body cameras. This year is going to cost the county $9,200. Again, $6,000. I'm also asking, and I know there's some things that would have to change, but I think we can do it if we wanted to. And talk about it. The special operations budget line item. I know I came to y'all earlier about some things that some folks at Glenwood Acres would want me to do, and there was a resolution that was brought to my attention that I was not aware of, that I have read since then, that would need to be changed. And there are some other things that we're looking at also, not to cram into this budget year, but. If we made a line item for special operations, where it's a kind of a pay as we go, not to accumulate any comp time, and these folks are actually getting compensated for working extra. In other words, they're not getting, and I say compensated, they're not getting the comp time, they're actually getting it on the paycheck for coming out here and working extra duty jobs or the extra special operations that we need to do out in the county. If we was just to start with $10,000, I did the overtime rate for a deputy, and it would give us about 436 hours of overtime to work with. I think that could show us something to do, where we could actually get out and do a lot more proactive work than just strictly being reactive. 560, this is the budget that they have here. If you look over here, this is the one that the judge sent me. The increase of the out-of-county inmates. We looked at the jail food. That's at $190,000 due to the increase on the jail food that we're running. The other one right here was the $30,000. Which is going to be janitorial supplies. That's just the increase of having the out-of-county inmates in there. We moved those up on the adjustments. Very minor, very close. Here's the 560, which is the jail side of the agency. I'm also asking for a pay increase on this side. Again, here are the numbers for 17-18 and the part-time employee budgeted for the next year. You'll see there it is roughly about a little less than almost $300,000. If we were to go to the whole thing here, I'm talking going up to being the best paid agency in East Texas. I'm putting these numbers up here to kind of show you, this will put us neck and neck with Wood County, with Gilmore, in those areas, if we were to do this. And then we'll discuss this a little bit further as we go on. But, the budget for 560, the following line items, we asked for the part-time. I know that, I think the current part-time on this one is still at the 15,000.
It is.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I talked with Chief Grunin about this. He originally gave me this one. We could really use the two. We had the two part-time. One is actually helping Vanessa with the jail records, and the other one was helping dispatch out. This will increase to the 21 hours per week, and the budget needed to be about $29,000. This other part that I was asking about is to add a courthouse security position for the courthouse up here. Senate Bill 42, which enacted the required formation of the Courthouse Security Committee, that committee was formed. We had our meetings. We made recommendations to the courthouse, or to the commissioner's court, and we asked that we get the courthouse, and add a courthouse security position for a full-time deputy up here at the courthouse. Increase the pay of the jail maintenance superintendent, Mr. Terry Windleweedle. Since he's been hired on, he has actually went and got his jail certification. Also has gotten some other certifications, working on jail locks and those kind of things. I'm asking that his increase from his salary be increased to what a jailer makes, due to the fact that he does supervise them and has them working doing things around. I think that would be the least that we can do with Mr. Wonderville, is to increase his salary to the jailer's position. That would be a $2,661 increase. Communication equipment, dispatch will be moved to the larger room. We talked about that, and that line item was actually moved over into 565, that was combined. Is that correct? I think that was one. There were several miscellaneous communications and those. So actually, this is one that we had already talked about that I think was already put in there, Judge. The 10,000 is added in there.
Yeah, it's in 560.
Yes. The sheriff's office, this talks about what the sheriff's office does. Basically, we have countywide jurisdiction, as everybody knows. The citizens who live in municipalities don't normally get our services due to the fact that they have their own police service that they pay taxes for, which if you add all this up, basically the sheriff's office is servicing 75% of the county, and we have the largest area of responsibility in the county. As we started looking at the pay raises, hiring, we did a pay survey, and this right here is what we came up with from the agencies around us of what they are currently paying their employees. There's been a lot of talk today about paying a competitive or consistent position pay. This is what it's showing you, consistent. Right here is what I did was I took all these pay rates right here, added them together, divided them, and came up with what an average hourly rate would be. Y'all we'll talk about the yearlies here in a minute. And this right here, you see the average hourly rate of a dispatcher is $16.37. Well, we pay ours $13.54. Okay? We're right above Camp County. Over here in the jailer's position, the average for the hourly is $14.44, and we're pretty close. We're pretty close. We're right above Camp County again. But if we were to get an 86 cent increase to the jailer's pay, folks over in jail, that's what we're looking at there. Okay, so we're starting to move there. Okay, we're starting to move that way. Right here's the deputy's pay, and this kind of hurts a little bit. Okay, and if you look at here, I put the populations in play because I think that's got an effect on it. It really does. If you look at Wood County, they're real close to us. They're just a little bit under 30,000 next to us. Okay. Wood County is the top paying county around here. And they start out at $21.05. Titus County, 1818. Population 32,000. Now we're going to get down here to Gilman. Population 5,216. They pay their deputy, they pay their patrolmen starting out $18.50 an hour. Camp County, 1763. Orr City. Orr City gets paid $16.59, population 1,204. Here we are at our county, 1504, Upshur County, which is population 40,000. Big Sandy, 1382, $14.38. I did a salary increase, or looked at this and did an average hourly rate on this. At $17.91, and basically that would add $2.86 an hour to us, put us about midway. We would probably wind up just below Gilmer in the hourly rate. We'd be just below. The state average on the pay of the sheriff's deputies in the state of Texas is $18.37. Roughly about $40,000 a year. That $40,000 is what we were looking at on those big numbers a few minutes ago. That's where we're going. That's what that looked like. And when you combine the jail side and the law enforcement side, which was the $591,000, I think was some numbers that I'd given to you, Mr. Burkett, one time. That's the big picture there. That's not what I'm here about today, okay? That's not what I'm here about. I'm not here about $591,000. We'll discuss it a little more. Upshur County, if you look here, I left these here. I thought about just doing a patrol, just showing what Upshur County Patrol does. But I figured I'd go ahead and show up the chief deputies and the sergeants maybe. And if you look at a comparison of the chief deputy, not even discounting Mr. Grundy, whose entire responsibility is the jail and the operation of, which is about 45 employees, not counting part-time, that's his responsibility. Not counting even the medical staff and the inmates in to include. If you look over here at what a patrol deputy makes in Gilmer, okay, or you look down here and you look at what a patrol officer makes in Orr City, look at the chief deputy pay. Now, is that a competitive or a pay for position that we're looking for there? Okay, patrol, look at theirs difference here. We're at $32,840. That was with a $1,200 increase last year that the whole county got. The entire county got $1,200, okay, added to their salary. And that just brought us to the $32,844. Here's the big ones right here. A patrol maxes out at Gladewater. A patrol officer. Go back one more, Chief. Go back forward again. Makes more than my chief deputy over law enforcement, who's responsible for the entire patrol division, CID, property room, making sure that cases go to the DA's office and prosecuted, make sure everything's done right. And I've got an officer in Gladewater that they max out at 41 more than the chief deputy pays. Okay. What I did here is I took the average salaries of all of them together and divided them in and came up with this right here. This is a $7,709.26. Okay. That right there, adding that to us, isn't going to make us the best pay. Okay? It's not. But that's not what I'm here for today. I'm here to show you where we need to be, and then I'm going to show you some options on how we're going to get there. And then the decision is going to be y'all's. This is one right here. Taking the $591,000 off the table, that's gone. There's no way we could do that. I know it. Just like last year when I asked for 10%. I just asked for a 10% for pay raise last year in the pay rate, and I knew we couldn't do that because we would have had to raise taxes so high that everybody in here would have come up, got a rope, we'd all went out there and got behind each other on one of these trees, and that would happen. Okay? But this right here is one, this gets me in the ballpark right here. This wage adjustment right here gets me in the ballpark. It don't get me where I can be the highest paying, that's not what I want. But it gets me competitive. I can actually start walking out on the field now, playing the game, getting some folks, putting them over here. But that's what it's gonna cost right there. And that's taking the average right there. That was the average hourly rate. If you would have gone up to that, if you would have went up to that, that's what it's going to cost us right there, period, in the wages. It's going to cost us $367,549 just to get us to the average hourly rate. Go ahead, Chief.
I have a question, Sheriff.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Back on that one. So that's for... Okay, so the top one, all law enforcement personnel, does that include investigators and yes. Chief Hazel and everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be law enforcement personnel to include on the jail side. That would be, because they are paid the same as the deputies, that would be the ones that are the transports, courthouse security. Is there anybody else that was missing that do law enforcement functions?
Well, I mean, we've got our jail deputies doing
like that. Yeah, but the jail deputies are strictly in the jail. These are the folks that are out that would actually do
I understand.
The law enforcement part. So there's some over on his side also that would include that. Any other questions?
Just let me see the number one more time, Chief Hazel.
Sure.
And the bottom line does not include the matching?
Huh?
Does not include the tax?
It's just salaries.
Okay.
Now, if I was to throw matching in there,
it's about 15%.
Yeah, you're fixing it.
No, when he says matching, he means matching for payroll taxes and
yes,
overall
and retirement.
Yeah, no, I didn't add that to that. No.
It's about 15%.
Yeah. Now, here's one. I'm taking this right here is what we did last year. Okay? Last year we did a $1,200 countywide raise is what we got. Okay? Here's some numbers. And I'm gonna justify why I did what I did here. The $1,200 is for all the law enforcement individuals, including the jail sergeants and the jail side, okay? Because they're paid, a jail sergeant's paid with a deputy is because of their supervision. Okay, that's one of the things I fixed when I first got in office. So we're looking at here, $57,600. Okay, here's another option here on the jail because we saw where the average was and how close that the jailers are and the other to becoming about halfway up into that mixed up group instead of down at the bottom. I was actually giving them a $600 raise. Okay, which if we were to do that, this right here would increase our budget by $79,000 a little over $79,000. Okay. Last year, we took a step forward. We've been continuously working. I went back over to familiarize myself with the budget process that has occurred and has been occurring since about 2014. I actually went and listened to the audio of those budget hearings, not just of this past or this fall or whatever. I actually sit down there, and these boogers are long. They are. And listen to these budget hearings and what was said, what was discussed, so I would have a better understanding of what we're looking at and the problem. This problem's been noticed for years. This just isn't something that I came in with when I came to office and shared. This problem has been here for a while. Mr. Betterton, it was here when he was here, okay? This is just not something I walked into this office and went, today, this is the problem I'm fixing to fix. It was here, okay? Go ahead, Chief. Last year's raise, $1,200, was a move in the right direction. For employees of the county, we need to continue to progress forward so we can be competitive with other agencies who we compete with hiring, okay? We need to be able to hire, train, and retain long-term employees. That is a benefit to this county to be able to do that. Mr. Burka said it the best. Out of all those budget hearings that I listened to, this is the one. He recognized this in 2015 at 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 8 seconds into the commissioner's court meeting. This is what he said.
Okay? I know. It's okay.
The most costly thing in business or county government that you can do is train. Okay? And he was using this in the context of road and bridge and law enforcement. Talking about raises, how we're going to get there. Attracting qualified people and retaining them is the cheapest thing you can do. The way you do that is to start them at a pay that is consistent with the position and will be rewarded for staying and allowed to stay for doing a good job. That's my job. If they're doing a good job and they're being productive employees, they're allowed to work here. If they're not, they're what I call riding the pine and they go somewhere else, okay? That's my job, is to make sure that we have employees here that are doing that, and I have done that this far. There's a guy, prominent businessman that I had talked to about 2 weeks ago, told him what I was getting ready to do. I'm contemplating on how I was going to do it. And he said, Larry, this is what you got. I'm going to use it. He said, this is what you got. You got a starving man. Everybody seen a starving man before? No. I mean, really seen a starving person. He goes, this is what you got. You got a starving person, okay? This person is not asking to walk away from the table with a belly so full that he can't sit down. What I'm asking for and what we're asking for is something to take away the hunger pains. That's what we want. And I think we started that move last year. We can continue that move this year. And we can go forward and start making the improvements that we need to do. Thank y'all very much, Judge. Thank you very much, Commissioners. And that was be my budget. Was there any questions?
Any questions for the Sheriff?
No, sir.
Okay, thank you, Sheriff.
Thank you.
I know this is one of the things that they'll be looking at over the next week.
Thank you.
So as y'all ponder that over the next week, as far as other things in the sheriff's budget other than salary, do y'all have questions or comments?
Yes, sir.
on the 560 or 565.
Only thing I thought, we need to look at the car, but the other one finishes than that.
The car?
Yeah, when we get through with everything.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
The down.
Frank's got a proposal, so.
The down payment?
Yeah. And hey, and Sheriff, where'd you go? You were talking about outfitting those cars. Is that in the bud? Did you put that on the line item?
The 20.
I think that was added. I think when we got them, we shipped them too.
They're shipped to.
Yeah, I'd have to go back to read that. Yeah, it was all included in the contract.
Okay.
When we took possession, they had radios, they had, from my understanding, the cages, all we had to do was strap.
Talking about this? Yeah. That wheel? Everything was included except for the strap.
But if we buy new cars, that's going to be included too?
We're using the same contract that was, we used in the past.
Okay.
Dealership there, that everything was the same, they just got the radios in there too? Because that's something we did at the end, at the last minute, we put radios in there for a couple million dollars.
Yeah, because you had a little separate line item to finish those out with.
Yes, and we do have some radios still that we got under our grant, that we've been holding off putting in the control unit just for that right there.
Okay.
So there's going to be some money saved on the radio.
Okay. Any other comments on 560 or 565? Okay. Under 570, 4330, that's adult probation's local telephone service that we've paid for years. That never changes very much. Next is the juvenile probation board. That hasn't changed in 16 years, which is fine. And tell me if y'all, stop me if you have questions. 575 juvenile probation's $49,000. Chief McGee's asking for the same thing again. That keeps him, keeps the state happy with us and provides him with what he needs. He's got a separate budget that he works in. That's just our contribution to his budget.
That's correct.
580 is DPS. That is the, that's the secretary for the DP, the troopers, and $2,000 for miscellaneous expenses, whatever the sergeant chooses to spend that on each year. Sometimes radar or cameras, things like that. Okay, Mr. Jordan, 611 Road and Bridge. Do y'all have questions? Is there anything you want to say, Andy?
Yes, Judge. First off, I don't have a big PowerPoint on my chair.